This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Thursday, June 27th. Will buyers cause a big bounce back for feeder cattle in Wednesday trading? From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Beef demand is relatively strong, and this weekend could bring some activity in the cash market. Watch out, because the market should creep up since it's been oversold and it's starting to move up and bounce. We're watching closely with the feeders because the feeders rebounded, did solid buying off the lows that it hit yesterday. And we were talking about the market being oversold really for the past couple of days, and now the rebound's been pretty good. Actually, today we did go limit up, just kind of in a spike. There is some concerns about what's actually happening in China. With that in mind, it lets you know how vulnerable these markets are. So it really moved very quickly and then kind of came off that limit move. Does that mean the market's going to turn around completely? Very possibly.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday up 8 at 544. July corn was down 4.25 at 443. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for June ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 630. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for June were up 3.75, ranging from 619 to 624. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for June were up 1.75, ranging from 625.25 to 635.25. Live cattle for June was up $1.25 at 108.75. August feeder cattle were up 4.50 at 135.82.5. And June class 3 milk was down 4 cents at 16.27.
I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report from the Ag Information Network.